Hi, this is CITR 101.9, and you're listening to the Student Special Hour. Yay! So today in the studio, we have Tiffany and Daniel. Say hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, everyone.
Okay, so Tiffany and Daniel, what club are you guys from?
We're co-directors for the Educare Initiative, which is part of the Commerce Community Program. And our initiative is about giving back to low-income groups. So right now we're planning a career-building workshop at the Helping House, Multicultural Helping House Society. And we're going to be there on February 21st to hold a career-building workshop.
Wow, sounds interesting. Anything to add, Tiffany?
Oh, well, this past semester we actually helped New Fountain Shelter. We distributed care packages there. Oh, we also distributed care packages at Youth Directions as well. Yeah, that's what we've been working on.
Oh, it sounds really awesome. What are in these care packages, and I guess who do you give them to?
For care packages, we put food items. So we put stuff kind of like what do we put? We put canned tuna, we put crackers, put cereal, and just stuff like that's really easy to eat. And then we gave them to just the people who go to the shelters. Because the way New Fountain Shelter works is it's kind of like a first come, first serve. They're like a really low barrier shelter, so they don't reject anyone. So it's just first come, first serve. And we just basically set up a little table at that shelter and we just handed out the care packages.
And the cereal was surprisingly a very big hit. A lot of the people that go to the shelters don't get to enjoy these things on a regular basis. So it was really nice to see people being excited just to have something like cereal.
Oh, yeah, they love the cereal. Yeah, they were like really excited about that.
It was a treat that they don't always get to have.
So what kind of cereal was it? I have to ask.
Well, because for PriceSmart, we actually held a fundraiser with PriceSmart Richmond. So then they chose out the products for us. So we didn't actually see what cereal we got until like they just ordered a bunch of it in. So what cereal do we have? We had like some, you know, like PriceSmart has their own brand, Western Family. So they had, like, their own Western Family cereal, but they also had stuff like
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Was there?
That one was popular.
Corn Pops? They had Corn Pops, yes. As well.
I think there's, like, the Reese's Pieces.
Oh, yeah, that one's really good. That was a good one. Yeah.
Chocolatey goodness.
Yes.
With peanut butter.
Yeah. So, in terms of, like, participants and people who join your club, what are like the ranges of people? Because I heard that you guys are Commerce Community Program. Does it have to be limited to people who are studying in commerce, or is it open to anybody out there who's interested in helping?
Actually, on our team, so we have 12 people on our team, including me and Daniel, and then two of them are actually art students. One's a sociology major, and the other one is in first year art, so she's like undecided, but. Yeah, majority is commerce people, though. But we're open to non-commerce people as well.
And Commerce Community Program, it actually holds events that are not only just for SOTR, but reaches out to the UBC community and outside of UBC as well. We have an event coming up for another initiative, not ours. It's called Murder Mystery. It's a yearly musical that's held. And this year it's coming up on Thursday night. And tickets are being sold throughout this week.
Only $13, and you get a catered meal as well.
Yes.
Yep.
So all the proceeds actually go to a local charity. It's called Project Limelight. And this was a charity that was started by Corey Monteith from Glee. So all proceeds...
Oh, really?
Yes. All proceeds go towards this foundation that was set up by him. And... it should be a very, very fun night. Come support it. Tickets are being sold all throughout the week, either at the SOTR building or within the sub. And if you go online to the CCP website, you can check out more details on how you can buy tickets. You can also buy them online as well.
Yeah, I went to the Murder Mystery last year, and it was pretty fun. It was like a musical-themed... little drama where someone gets killed in the middle, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, not to give too much away, but someone gets killed and you have to guess who killed that someone. Well, that just didn't make sense. You have to guess who was the murderer. And if you guessed correctly, like I did last year, your name gets to be put in a draw, I think. Oh. And I won $10. I won a $10 gift card to the bookstore.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, really nice. I totally got my money out of that ticket. Nice. And I got a meal. So yes. That was really good. You guys should
Are
totally
you going go. This year?
Am I going this year? If I'm not in this year, I will go and support it.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely check it out, UC. It's on Thursday.
Okay, it's on Thursday, guys. So if you want to go check out Murder Mystery and support the community, please come check out this event. Oh, where is the play holding?
Norm Theater?
Yeah, Norm Theater. So right local
right at
for
school.
Us.
Yeah.
Right at school. Right at school. You can enjoy first class, state-of-the-art theater. Yeah. So, talking back to Commerce Community Program, I remember last year something that really resonated with me was one of the programs that you guys hosted called, I forgot what the name was called, but there were people who were camping outside of the bookstore.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do you guys know anything about that?
Well, that's 5 days for the homeless. But we're not in charge of that program. That's mm-hmm. another pair. That's another two people that are in charge of that. And
basically, 5 days for the homeless is all about raising awareness for homelessness within Vancouver. And it's coming up. It's every year in the springtime, so it's coming up really soon. They're actually looking for participants to be a part of the program. So how it works is you will sleep outside for a whole week. And
no shower, no yes. no nothing. Just
and you only
outside.
Get, I think you only get food that other people give to you.
Really?
I think that's how it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know last year they were camping outside Irving.
Yeah, I remember
Not sure
them.
Where they're going to be located this year. But I've heard a lot of great things about it. It's a mm-hmm. really, really positive experience for the people that took part in it. So
yeah, I bet.
Yeah, they're looking for anyone who's interested to be one of the participants, so if you're interested, you can check yeah. that out as
you
well.
You see, if you're interested.
You're interested in contributing, or if you're
raising awareness.
Raising yeah. awareness.
And
for
I think you also raise money
yes.
at the same time.
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
year, they did really well. They raised over $20,000, I believe, and
oh,
it went
wow.
to Aunt Leah's.
Aunt Leah's, yeah.
And what is Aunt Leah's, Tiffany?
Oh. Aunt Leah's is a charity organization, and I think they help they help young adults and as well as like pregnant young adult how do you pronounce this? Pregnant teens. I don't even call them teens though, because they're like they don't have to be like teenage
young moms.
Young moms. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Help young moms.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Are any of you interested in participating in any of that, or?
I think right now we're just focusing on promoting EduCare, which is our initiative. So
yeah, because we're trying to work out. We just secured the shelters of where we're actually hosting the workshops, so mm-hmm. we're just trying to figure out like we're trying to secure donations for food and prizes and stuff like that. So we're just trying to figure out the workshops right now, which takes up a lot of time.
Yes, but we definitely want to check out the other initiatives as well, because they're all doing great things within the community.
Yeah, so what are what are your workshops like? Like, what are the structures? Like, do you teach them how to write resumes or cover letters? Or do you teach them how to maybe do, like, some simple accounting for their business or anything like that?
Well, basically, last year how it worked, we went to the gathering place, and we did, every workshop was in a series of three. So it'd be, the first one would be job search, second one, resume, and third one is interview skills. Mm-hmm. But this year, it's a little bit different, because with the Multicultural Helping House Society, they wanted just a one-day type of, like, four-hour, one-day workshop. So we're condensing all the stuff that we normally do into, like, one day.
Oh, wow.
So I think we're focusing more on resumes, because we realize that a lot of low-income people, they're more, like, concentrated on their resume rather than their cover mm-hmm. letter or, like, interview, because they just want to get that resume and get that interview in the first place. So
right.
that's what
yeah.
we're focusing on more so. But we're also going to go over, like, some interview tips and, like, cover letter tips and stuff like that. But main focus is resumes.
and as much one-on-one attention that we can give, because we know that's really helpful.
Yeah.
We can give one-on-one help and go through someone's resume with them.
Because some people come in with literally, like, most people do have some sort of resume, as long as they have nothing, but then it really, like, the one-on-one helps, because not everyone's at the same stages with the resumes, right. And it's pretty hard explaining to a big group of people, oh yeah, here's exactly how you write your resume.
Mm-hmm. And then, everyone's different, and everyone needs a little bit different.
Yeah, and everyone has different experiences. Like, some people are, like, they have really interesting backgrounds. Like, some people actually have, like, they've had jobs in the past. Mm-hmm. I remember I met one guy, he was, like, a contractor in the past.
Oh, wow.
And this other guy I met, he was, he had a science degree in, I think, South America, but, and he worked in a lab there, mm-hmm. but then he, it doesn't really work when he's here.
Right? Yeah, I know it can be difficult, especially for people who are immigrating into a new country and they don't have any idea how things work, and essentially mm-hmm. they're essentially lost and can't find a job and end up being homeless, and that's really sad, I guess.
Yeah, for the Multicultural Helping House Society, it's like more for new immigrants, mm-hmm. and a lot of apparently a lot of new immigrants, when they come here, they go through this kind of program where they have to be a nanny for like 2 years, and then I think they can get their Canadian residence or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, a lot of people that we're going to be getting, it's, like, they've just finished, like, the nanny program, and now they're, like, trying to get into the actual workforce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard about an immigration law, I think, that I actually know someone who hired a nanny who is, like, after 2 or 3 years, they'll become, like, a citizen. Or not a citizen, but at least a permanent resident.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's often hard to transition from I guess what you're used to back home. Mm-hmm. Maybe they might have been a contractor or even have like a university degree, but like once you go into a completely new and unfamiliar environment, it can be hard, and mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they really appreciate all your help. That's
Hope
really
so.
Nice of you guys.
Well, our first workshop isn't until February 21st, so we haven't actually done workshops at this center yet, because last year we did it at another shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time doing it at Multicultural Helping House.
So last year's workshop, were you guys present at last year's workshop, or did someone else go?
I was part of the EduCare team last year, so I went, but Daniel was not at that time.
I'm new this year.
Yeah, Daniel's a new addition this year. Yeah, we went last year and went to the gathering place, so we did 2 series of workshops there. And that's what I mentioned before, how I said, oh, it used to be split up into a series of 3s, because mm-hmm. last year it was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the turnout like last year? Was there a lot of people, or was there, like, the student-to-teacher ratio? What was it like last year?
So let's say at each workshop there'd be about maybe 8 participants on average.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the workshop people, there was about, I would say, 4 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty good ratio. There's a lot of, like, one-on-one or one-on-two time, which is, like, the most beneficial for them anyways. But the turnout, it was really hard to get the same people back over and over again for all 3 workshops, because sometimes people would come to one and not come to the rest, or someone would come to, like, the middle one, and then, like, they suddenly appear, and then they haven't been to the previous workshop.
Right.
Yeah, but then this year, it's going to be better just because it's, like, a one-day
one-day event.
So, like, once people come, like, they're going to stay throughout the whole thing. Yeah.
Hopefully, though.
Hopefully,
yeah. Let's listen to a set of advertisement and take a little break. We will be back.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
And we are back in the studio. This is CITR 101.9. You're listening to the Student Special Hour. Hi, I'm your host, Yusi, and in the studio today we have Tiffany and Daniel, who were talking about the Commerce Community Program. Before Daniel says goodbye, can you give us a little recap of what Commerce Community Program is about?
Sure, Yusi. So Commerce Community Program, we are a club from Sauder, but we're all about giving back to the community. So whether that means the Sauder community, the UBC community, as well as outside of UBC as well. And Tiffany and I, we are co-directors of the EduCare Initiative, and we're all about giving back to low-income groups. So in a couple of weeks, we're holding a career-building workshop at a low-income community center, and we're just there to help the participants brush up their resumes. They'll bring them in. We'll give them tips on how to look for whatever jobs that they are trying to look for. And so we just want to help them the best way that we can using what we've learned at school and be able to give back to the community.
Wow, that's wonderful. And if I'm a student and I want to participate in this awesome program called Commerce Community Program, how can I actively contribute and participate?
Because even though we are Commerce Community Program, we're open to all faculties. So next year when they're hiring the teams, be sure to check it out if you want to be a part of the team. We have a whole bunch of initiatives, including ours, EduCare. There's also other ones such as Murder Mystery, Urban Dash, 5 Days for the Homeless. And so these are just a few of our biggest ones.
So you've heard it from CITR first. If you want to join Commerce Community Program, please watch out for the hiring process and join in this awesome, awesome initiative. Thank you, Daniel, for coming by today.
Thanks for having me, UC.
All right, now let's go to some more PSAs before we get to another special guest who's joined us in the studio today to talk about how to file your taxes. Yay, because everyone loves taxes. Not really.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
And we are back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is a student special hour. And I'm in the studio with Marcus. Say hi.
Hi there.
Okay, so Marcus is part of UBC Tax. Marcus, what is UBC Tax?
So UBC Tax, we're an AMS club. So we were founded in 2003, and what we essentially do is we help over 2,000 students and low-income families file their tax returns. So every year, we have around 150 volunteers and around 15 supervisors. And so we just help as many people as we can that come in. And just so that you know, so we're open. We start at March 2nd to March 31st. And we're open Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the UBC International House, and we also have extended hours on Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Henry Angus Building at room 435.
Oh, that was so much information. I got kind of overwhelmed there. So say if I'm a student, as long as you're a student, like, when you're over 19, you have to file your taxes. Am I right?
Yes.
And I remember last year, I don't think I filed my taxes. Oops. So UBC Tax will help me file my taxes, even though I'm clueless and have, like, absolutely no idea what to do. Well, can you guys help me?
Yeah, so our volunteers, they're well-trained, and even if you haven't filed your tax returns from past years, we'll be here to help you from the start to finish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so actually, when you sign up, you have around an hour of us, and if you still aren't done, you can always register for more sessions with us, and we'll be happy to help.
Oh, wow. And all of this awesome service is for free?
Yes, for free.
So it's all student volunteers from...
Yeah, from... actually, we have a lot of students from all faculties that come in. A lot of them, they actually don't know... they're not too sure how to file their tax return. That's why a lot of them join, because we teach them. And the good thing about this is once they learn it, they help... give back by helping people file their own tax returns.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that, because last year I was part of the UBC tax team. I was one of the volunteers who helped other people file their taxes. Now, before I went in, I was really nervous because I didn't know how to file taxes. But the training I received throughout the program allowed me to understand how to file taxes. So then when someone came up to me and they have no idea what to do, I was able to help them. As long as you have your T4, your T4As, and print out your tuition money, it will all be good as long as you have all those documents. A volunteer will gladly help you. Do you have anything more to add to that, Marcus?
Well, you can always check our website. You can check our website at www.ubctax.org, and we have all the information, like you said, all the necessary documents you need. We'll tell you what you need to bring. Yeah, and we'll be there to help you.
Yeah, this sounds like an amazing, amazing program. And you save, like, tons of money.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do tax yourself. You can just be like, help, I'm lost. And then hand them your papers and someone else will do it for you. And hopefully in the process you can learn how to file your tax. So maybe next year you can just do them by yourself and feel super pro at it.
Or you can always just come back to us. We'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, you can always come back. I believe that even if you are not a UBC student, you can still participate. Is that right?
Yeah, we just help. We help anyone. Like last year, I remember I helped a lady, and she actually had a husband and her grandparents.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it was a pretty good learning experience, because then I've never helped a whole family, but I was able to help them, and it felt really good. You know, just
definitely.
It's just a good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Are there any funny stories that you can share with us about your experience?
No, not really. But the good thing about UBC Tax, though, is you get to meet a lot of people. And the thing about me is I like to get to know people. So, you know, it's just we're not just a service, you know. We're always willing to talk, you know, get to know you. And yeah, a lot of the volunteers are very friendly, and, you know, that's good.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome. So for all our listeners out there, if you have no idea how to file your taxes, or you're just a little bit stuck and you need some help getting those numbers straight, you can always visit UBC Tax. The services start, I believe Marcus mentioned, on March 3rd, was it? March 31st.
Yeah.
So you have almost like nearly a month to get this thing done. If you haven't done your taxes within the last 3 or 4 years or something, they will be gladly to help you. So what is the sign-up process like? Where can I sign up?
You can sign up at our website. If you look through our website, there'll be a tab for you to there'll be a tab for you to get help, and then you can just have a sign-up session.
Mm-hmm.
Just put your name, date, and what the necessary information, and we'll have you on our schedule, and then you can just come in, and when it's your time, just tell us, and we'll be here to help you.
Okay, that sounds really easy. So if you guys, once again, if you guys are having some trouble filing your taxes, please do not hesitate to go to UBC Tax. And how do you spell UBC Tax? It's just
T-A-C-S. So UBC Tax.
Yeah, not T-A-X. T-A-C-S. So look them up on Facebook. Look them up on their website if you are interested in booking a session and getting some one-on-one help with your taxes. Thank you so much, Marcus.
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
For coming in today. Thank you so much for coming in today. We will play some music before Marcus goes. So.
All right. tonight. Walk on, walk on, conceived in the night. Walk on, walk on, defeated in the night. Walk on, walk on, I can see you in the night. Walk on, walk on.
And that was Walk On, or The Walk On, by Hidden Cameras. Now let's listen to another one from Handsome First. It's Not Me, It's You. Back, guys. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is the Student Special Hour, and I'm your host, Yusi. So, in the first half of the show, we talked to Tiffany and Daniel and Marcus. Tiffany and Daniel talked a little bit about their involvement in CCP, which is Commerce Mentorship Community Program. Commerce Community Program, sorry, not Mentorship, Commerce Community Program, which aims to help people within the community through a bunch of interesting initiatives. Ones that they highlighted was their program where they go into homeless shelters and teach kind of people who are homeless some skills on job finding and how to tune up their resumes and tune up their cover letters and help them be successful when they go job hunting. And Marcus talked a little bit about UBC Tax Services, which is also another student initiative aimed to help the community. Essentially, it is if you don't know how to do your taxes or have problems filing your taxes, you can always bring your papers to UBC Tax and the volunteers will gladly help you with that. For the later half of the show, we still have Tiffany here. She's still here with us in the studio and she's here to talk about something different. Also another student initiative. Tiffany is very involved in the student community. So, Tiffany, what are you here to talk about again?
Hi. So I'm a part of Isaac UBC, where we send students abroad for international internships and volunteer opportunities. And yeah, I'm part of the outgoing exchange program, so I actually work with students here to like send them abroad on internships.
Oh, wow, that sounds so interesting. I know that UBC has a exchange program. Actually, you've been on exchange, right? And I've been on exchange. We've both been on exchange.
We both went on the summer exchange program.
Through UBC, though.
Go Global.
Go Global, yeah. Where did you go, Tiffany?
I actually went to CUHK, so Chinese University of Hong Kong, and it was basically only a 5-week program. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. Where did you go, UC?
I went to Europe. I went to a program called ISUP, which is International Summer University Program, hosted by... I was in Denmark. I was in Copenhagen, and I went to Copenhagen Business School. I was there for about 5 weeks, I think, as well, but I skipped the last week so I could go backpacking. Tiffany has a shocked, shocked like.
How did you do your final exam?
I was really lucky. So my final was on the first day of the exam, so that's why I was able to skip.
Okay, I see.
I know you were judging me. You were totally like, what is she doing?
I thought final exams are usually in the last week of school. So I was like, oh, how did she do her final exam?
Yeah, I was really lucky. I lucked out. Yeah, I thought the exchange experience was amazing. I met so many amazing people throughout my journey. And I ran into so many awkward situations. And I was just like, no. But I'm pretty sure that going with Isaac would be the same as going with UBC Go Global. Can you tell us about kind of what are the differences, like, or what are some of the things that you can expect as a student going from UBC to a completely different country? Was it like a work experience, or was it like a... Can you tell us more about that?
Okay, so the difference between Go Global and Isaac is meant for you to do professional internships or volunteer programs abroad. So while Go Global, you do get, like, credits that you can transfer back.
That's a good point.
Isaac is more for gaining, like, professional experience and kind of just developing your own skill sets. Like, for our internships, we have marketing ones, we have teaching, and we have IT-type internships.
Oh, wow.
So it's more for, yeah, it's more, like, it's something that you can put on your resume, and you can, like, say that, oh, I went here for this internship, and I gained this experience from it. And the whole point of it is that while you're working abroad, you kind of learn to work with people from different cultures, because that's kind of the idea.
That's
and you get
interesting,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, you get to learn about someone else's culture, and you kind of, like, learn to work in a different environment than what you're used to.
Right, yeah, that's really interesting, talking about cultures. It's very different between countries, and I remember when I was in Copenhagen, they don't really smile a lot. People there don't really, although it's been rated as one of, like, the happiest places on Earth, but people look very stern sometimes, and you think, oh my god, they hate me, or, like, what did I do wrong? But it's just kind of their culture. They're, like, culturally kind of distant from other people, I guess, but once you really get to know them, they're, like, amazing. They're so much fun. They're so much fun to hang out with. So another problem that I ran into when I was in Copenhagen was that I didn't speak any Danish, and the only sentence I learned was "Ja taler ikke dansk," which means I don't speak Danish. I'm sorry. So what are... Like, that will be one of the challenges that some volunteers might face when they go abroad. Will they be... And some people are scared because they might not speak the language. Do you have any, suggestions or to tell other students how, if they go on an Isaac exchange, would they be able to speak English or did they have to speak another language?
Well, for each Isaac internship, it specifically says what, like, languages they require you to actually speak. So if they say English, and, like, that, you'll be required to only speak English in that company. But some of the internships, they do require you to speak different languages. So, like, students only apply for the internships where they can actually speak the required languages. Also, in terms of, like, getting around, the point of Isaac is that when you're on the internship abroad, the Isaac chapter in that location, they're supposed to reach out to you, so you have that, like, you have that contact, so you're not just, like, left alone in some foreign place by yourself. The Isaac University over there, they'll kind of help. They'll help pick you up from the airport, get you settled in, and some, like, actually will show you around that area.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So it's like meeting someone who you're familiar with in a different country.
Yeah, because if you're familiar with Isaac here, it's kind of like, well, Isaac people are very friendly, so when you go there, they'll help you settle in and everything. So it's just nice to have that support system. Like, you're not just in a random place by yourself. That's pretty intimidating. But when you know you have people that you're, like, that you've already spoken to ahead of time, and when you get there, you already know that person, it helps a lot, I think.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's hard to go to a different country by yourself, especially,
for sure.
Especially you're unfamiliar and it's your first time. Do you know any students who have come from different countries to Canada through Isaac for an internship?
We actually had two here in Vancouver this past year. I'm in the Department of Outgoing Exchange, so I help send people out. So there's another department that helps people that are here. So I've met them briefly, but I'm not the one in charge of planning events for them. But yeah, we do have two here right now.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah. So if you would ever want to go and gain some international experience, work experience, and maybe find out or explore some different cultures, you can definitely, Isaac is another route that you can take to, that was totally my phone. Isaac is a totally good route that you can take to maybe start some of your overseas adventures and venture out there and gain some real life work experience that you can actually use and in your resume, and hopefully learn something from that experience. I know that I definitely have benefited from doing a semester abroad or doing a summer abroad. It really taught me the importance of community and really the importance of just exploring the city around you and discovering all the different aspects in culture and meeting people who are same but different from me. And it's really a valuable experience. So if you want, Tiffany, how can we get in touch with Isaac if we want to go on such a internship abroad?
Well, we have a Facebook group, so check out that. It's Isaac UBC. And as well, we have a website. It's Isaac, AIESEC.ca. And you can actually sign up. And then one of the exchange managers will get in touch with you once you sign up. And then they'll do like a kind of a consultation / interview to see if you're fit for our program.
Oh, okay. Are there any requirements to this program? Like, do I have to be at least in second year, third year, or can anyone apply? And from any faculty, can they apply? I know that Go Global has a restriction on participants who are first years, I believe. You can only go after your second year. So how would Isaac treat this aspect of, I guess, applying? Can anyone apply within any age range?
Yeah, because we have two programs. So we have a volunteer one and a paid internship one. And for volunteer, it's pretty flexible. You can be in first year, you mean any year. You don't need too much experience.
Mm-hmm.
But then for the paid internships, usually we ask people that actually do have some experience. So say if you are applying for a marketing internship, they usually want you to have at least 6 months of marketing experience.
Okay.
Just because you are getting paid for it, so they kind of expect someone who has some experience and skill sets already. Yeah, but volunteer is really flexible. So if you don't have any work experience and you want to develop your skills, volunteering is definitely a good way to go.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good to hear. For some of our listeners out there, some first year students are really keen on getting some exposure to different cultures and maybe not have the opportunity through Go Global, or if you don't have any too much work experience, you can always spend your summer volunteering abroad with Isaac, and it will be a really good experience. So before we conclude the show, let's listen to a little bit of music before everyone says goodbye here. This is, we are going to listen to Got to Get got hay.
I know, they are civilians. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, they are.
And we are back. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is the Student Special Hour. I am your host, Yusi. Before we go today and say goodbye to the hour spent with Tiffany, Marcus, and Daniel, I want to make some announcements. So today in residence, we have a DJ workshop going on at Totem Park. All Totem residences are welcome to join. It is absolutely free of charge. You can come and learn and to drop some sick beats with our DJ instructor Jules, as well as some cool people from the EDM club. That's about it today. So, guys, do you want to say goodbye to the audience? Bye.
Thanks for having us, UC.
Yeah, bye. Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye, everyone. So that concludes our student special hour, and let's say goodbye with a song.
Bye-bye.
Cool. Bye, Coco Taylor. Let the good times roll.
The Harper edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week we take another look at the lies, misdemeanors, and crimes of the Harper government has committed in this lead up to the 2015 election. So let's begin episode 284.
It's time for Radio Free Thinker, the show that applies skepticism and critical thinking to everyday issues. Place where reason and reality cross swords, politics, religion, economics, and of course, science. Now let's get ready to be skeptical.
The cosmos is also within us. We're made of smart stuff. We are aware of the cosmos and know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are others. We have traveled this way before. And there is much to be learned.
Hello and welcome. Tis I, Dawn, your skeptical philosopher and political scientist. Well, I said a couple of shows back that there's an important election happening this year. During that show, I debunked the myth that conservatives are...